What's the plan for Ukraine's economy, even as pieces consider splitting off toward Russia?
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM in New York, I'm David Brancaccio with a global perspective on business and economics. President Obama spoke for about an hour last night with Russian President Putin about Ukraine. But Russia is signaling today that it still sees the government in Kiev as the result of an anti-constitutional coup d'etat and will support an impending vote by the public in the more Russian-leaning parts of Ukraine on splitting off and joining Russia. Meanwhile, in Kiev, Ukraine's economy minister Pavlo Sheremeta was asked by the BBC about his plans this morning.
After we bring the rule of law for the whole territory of Ukraine, we are developing the rapid austerity measures, starting with the government itself. So the first expense that will be cut will be the government expenditures. Unfortunately, we would need to implement some of the measures in order to balance the budget, because at the moment we have a huge deficit that needs to be taken care of.
Longer term, Sheremeta has visions of a broader shift for Ukraine's economy.
We need to get out of the resource-based industries and move into intellectual-based industries, knowledge-based industries. So at least part of my time I would like to spend on this. How do we facilitate the knowledge and skills? That's very important. And skills like leadership, skills like teamwork, communication, all of these things we need to develop.
Ukraine's economy minister speaking to Marketplace's partners at the BBC today. Now let's check the numbers. The FT 100 in London is down 0.2%. Germany's DAX index is down about 0.5%, but the key stock index in Moscow is up 1.1%. Ahead of the U.S. unemployment report, stock index futures are up in the U.S. just slightly. Travelers note this all the time. Even factoring in exchange rates, the price of the same product varies widely from country to country. For example, a media device called the Slingbox goes on sale today in Mexico. Even though Mexico is a poorer country, the product costs a lot more there. Why? Marketplace's Jeff Tyler has some answers.
A Slingbox, which connects your TV to mobile devices, costs about $75 more if you buy it in Mexico. Company spokesman Brian Jaquit explains.
The price of the Slingbox 350 in Mexico includes sales tax, and that is up to 16%.
Even factoring in the sales tax, a lot of electronic gadgets cost more in Mexico. Why?
Lack of retail competition is what sort of allows the retailers to charge these high markups.
That's David Atkin, who teaches economics at Yale. He says intense competition in the U.S. makes prices here cheaper than in Mexico and many other countries. Compared to the U.K., Atkin says an Apple computer can cost $500 less in the U.S.
Growing up in England, people would regularly fund their trips to New York, say, with the purchase of a laptop computer.
Some consumers from Brazil also find it cheaper to fly to the U.S. and shop rather than pay expensive import duties at home. I'm Jeff Tyler for Marketplace.
With the big February jobs report due in about an hour and a half, a view from the grassroots of the labor market now. If you go on Craigslist these days, you'll sometimes see stuff for sale by people who say they need the money after their federal unemployment benefits ran out. People like 38-year-old Sean Brereton of Northport, New York, who lost his mid-level job in commercial banking. He was selling a flat-screen TV because he told us he and his wife's cash flow is down to near nothing.
We've had garage sales. We've cut out every service out there. We don't eat outside the home. We don't have a cup of coffee outside the home. Our lease is up in our apartment in April, and we may have to consider going to a smaller, cheaper apartment just to keep a roof over our heads.
So what are you going to do? I mean, you talked about maybe moving to a smaller place, but it seems like you have to find something, and that's just not easy to do.
It's not, and I'm married now, and you know, we're talking about do we start a family and things like that. It's not like I'm sitting here holding out for a job that would be an advancement or an equal to what I have. Over the Christmas season, I went to apply at major department stores, and they basically told me that white-collar worker with a college degree, they won't hire. And it leaves me in a position where I'm still paying Sallie Mae for my student loans, but I can't even get a job working in a department store.
And Cheryl Jones was also selling on Craigslist. Her latest round of unemployment benefits ran out in December. She is a welder who lost her job in Texas when a GM plant in Louisiana closed down. Just before that layoff notice, her husband had passed away from cancer, which drew down her savings. Jones told me she's now looking for work in the Raleigh-Durham area of North Carolina after also trying her luck in Florida.
I went to live with my sons in Pompano Beach, and I looked for a job there. And I couldn't find a job there either. The reason, I think, is because I'm 56 years old and I'm not certified. They taught us on the job. Plus, I'm 4'10" and 100 pounds. I'm small.
Now, you were receiving, what, some unemployment benefits, but those ran out?
I went through my regular unemployment and was on the extension. And when Congress decided they were going to go on their Christmas break and not vote on the emergency extensions, I lost it. I haven't been paid since December 28, 2013.
So that meant hundreds of dollars a week you did not have.
Exactly. I'd sold everything I could possibly sell. As a matter of fact, my wedding set from 34 years of marriage, I had to sell it. And I put it on Craigslist. It's an heirloom. Been handed down from generations, and I was trying to sell it for $6,000, but I got to the point where I had to pay my bills. I got car payment and, you know, the phone, so I put it on eBay, and I only got $800 out of my rings, but it gave me enough to pay my car payment and my phone bill.
Cheryl Jones, eBayer and Craigslister and job seeker. We also heard from Craigslist seller and job seeker Sean Brereton on New York's Long Island. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.